Hi, this is Lulu Roman from Hee-Haw, and you're listening to Johnny Woodlock from Way Back on Your Dial. Don't change it.
Well, that's the man.
Now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC, www.osherox.com, and also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Yes, as I welcome you all back into the second hour here this morning, I would like to remind you all that we are still being heard over internet radio station at www.osherox.com, as well as being heard over historic CFRC in the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard on our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock. With all that mentioned and shared, I would like to welcome y'all back into the second hour of country music and gospel music today and share a double feature of a late friend of ours who sadly passed away 11 years ago, but I had some connection to over the years, and that, of course, was the pioneer king of Cajun music, none other than Jimmy C. Newman. The king of the Cajun singers, to me, will always be Jimmy C. Newman, and yes, he passed away at the age of 86, 11 years ago, yesterday. Anyway, I would like to pay tribute to Jimmy C. with a couple of his classics. First will be his signature song titled, yes, of course, Alligator Man. Then we'll follow with the ballad called Artificial Rose. So with that, I would like to welcome you all into the second hour of this morning's program and say happy listening to all my listeners out there in radio world.
Wore an artificial rose. I met her in a truck stop long ago. She brought my coffee with a smile and then sat down. And we started talking about my wandering round. I recall the night I gave her that red rose. Just a little joke between us, I suppose. But she laughed and tucked it in her golden hair. And from that day on, she always wore it there.
Never blues, never grows, artificial rose.
As time went on, I got to know her well. I grew to love her, but I knew I couldn't tell about the other woman farther down the line. But she trusted me, said I was not that kind. Smile, but she only left the package tied in red, and inside a little tear-stained note that read, she said, I've found out, now I return to you. This rose that I've been wearing like a fool, may your life be cold and lonely as can be. This artificial rose you gave to me.
Never blues, never grows, artificial rose.
It's once again time now, following those opening songs to the second hour here this morning, to celebrate and pay tribute to our dear friend Ross Clow, and also welcome our very special guest of honor and co-hostess Sinbush the Wonder Husky to our program this morning with her collection of great sacred songs. This morning we'll first start with Sinbush's top favorites, with none other than a classic titled I'm Counting on You. Then we'll follow with The Family Who Prays, and we'll wrap up with an all-time classic titled The Great Speckled Bird. Now, I would also like to mention that these are all taken from the early recordings of Ross Clow, our dear friend and late friend, and as we celebrate his music and life today, we would also like to thank Sinbush for her contribution to today's program with these early classic selections. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
The Lord said, stand up, Paul, and dry up your tears. You must preach my gospel for men.
Ireland I know well, where I spend so many happy times.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock. Keep listening to your host with the most on the way back for the best in country music.
Let me relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country home.
Now, friends, once again, keeping with the tradition of the Way Back with Johnny show, I would like to once again pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that being said, I would like to begin this segment with one of the greatest singer-songwriters that ever came out of Canada. That, of course, is Mr. Ray Griff of Alberta, and a song titled That Don't Mean I Don't Love My Jesus. Then we'll follow with a song that I truly love, and my mother, Mama Dawn, does too. And it's going to be by none other than our queen of country music in Canada, Miss Carol Baker, and It Is No Secret What God Can Do. Then we'll wrap up the set with none other than saluting a true pioneer and legend of Canadian country music out of the Prince Edward County's Singing Post family, and that, of course, is Norman Post, the late, great Norman Post, and his song titled A Picture of Jesus. With that, I would like to send these out to our true Canadian legends and also remember our truly Canadian gospel. Music. Welcome in, friends. And
now and then I drop in for a beer at the bar with the guys who work where I do. I enjoy sitting around with my friends playing cards, swapping jokes and a story or two. I'll admit I like teasing the waitress. When she laughs, it's like ringing the bell. Just because I like playing sad songs on the jukebox is no sign that I'm going to hell. That doesn't mean that I don't love my Jesus. That doesn't mean that my life is a fraud. When my taste for living and all my misgivings, that doesn't mean every week to the church down the street, but I pray to God all the time. I can walk through the woods where the flowers are sweet and feel peace in my heart and my mind. I can look at my wife and my children and believe in the power he's got. Just because I don't follow the straight and the narrow is no sign that my soul has been lost.
Doesn't mean that I don't love my God.
You better believe it.
That doesn't
another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
someone who will greet her in that very special place. It's the man in the picture. She'll meet him face to face. There's a picture hanging in my mother's home of a man whose hair is shaggy and his beard is cut long. His eyes are wide and friendly, looking deep into you. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Yes, it's a picture of Jesus. I know.
Hi, I'm Fred Penner, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, we're gonna shine.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special guest of honor, none other than Gunny, our beloved Dachshund, to our program this morning. Even though she may be our smallest part of the program, she does make it up with a giant personality. So with that, let's pay tribute to some more great gospel songs and sacred songs by none other than today's tribute artist, Ross Clough. Let's begin with a song simply titled, Sing a Happy Song. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic titled, One More Valley. And we'll wrap up Gunny's weekly favorites with a song which is going out in loving memory of my late soulmate, Miss Velma LaPointe. And it'll be her favorite song that Ross Clough ever did, titled Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. With that, I would like to also send it out in memory of Mrs. LaPointe, the mother of Willie and Velma. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say thank you, little Gunny, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome and friends, and happy listening.
Old world for a better home someday, and the flowers are placed for my body needs a clay. Don't grieve and don't cry, for we'll meet another time. Sing a happy song for friends I leave behind, for they don't sing sad songs in heaven. Oh, don't one more valley
like Satan, see your tears. Learn to smile through your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way. 'Twill be worth it all someday. For it soon will be over after a while. 'Cause you've got one more valley, one more
send a rose to you. How every time you make me blue.
Hi everybody, this is Mickey Gilley, the original urban cowboy, with you right here on Way Back. Stay tuned for some great country music.
You'd have a room
Now, friends, I would like to welcome you all back in following those classics as selected by our little gunny, the Dachshund. And once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to Ross Clow and his second half of this interview that I got to do in 2020. Well, it was in the spring of 2020 that I first met Ross, a dear friend of the program and true supporter of my radio career. And since then, a friendship blossomed and truly became like a grandson and grandfather figure in my life. Now, he will be missed terribly and sadly, but he will forever be remembered and played on this program. So with that, I would like to pay tribute to him in this second half of this great interview that we got to do back in 2020 at the height of the pandemic. And he was all of 85 years old. So that was 5 years ago, as mentioned. And we will follow this with an all-time classic that Ross recorded and also wrote, titled He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. So with that, in honor of a dear late friend who passed away in May, here's our dear friend and a true pioneer of the gospel music in this area, Mr. Ross Clow, once again. What would you say has been the biggest change?
In what? What do you mean?
In the songs or the stylings of the music?
Well, I don't know. There's songs out there, and they're nice songs, nice words.
Mm-hmm.
The music isn't the type of music that would stay with you, that you would sing to yourself day by day or through the weeks and months.
That's true.
Or
yeah,
years even. But there's just change, like everything. There's a change in it. But I like the older country gospel, the old style. And I guess because I'm 85, maybe that's why.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I'd like to ask you about is your 2017 Land O'Lakes Traditional Music Hall of Fame induction.
Yes. I was very impressed that people had noticed that I had been traveling for a number of years, and they voted and thought that if anybody should be inducted, I guess probably it should have been me. And
mm-hmm.
So they voted, and I was chosen as the inductee for the Hall of Fame for the number of years that I'd did it.
Exactly.
And yeah,
it would be quite the honor, I'd imagine.
Pardon?
It would be quite the honor.
Well, yeah, it really was an honor.
Mm-hmm.
To stand and be able to accept that and realize that, well, through it all, mm-hmm. hardship and good times, maybe it's been a success.
Exactly, I hear you.
But yeah, one day we will know.
That's for sure. Amen to that too.
Yes.
And so among the last questions today, I've got two more questions for you, Ross. And one of
okay.
them is, you have written the song, He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. Would you
yes.
share with us about that song?
About 15 years ago, I'm a hunter,
uh-huh.
and my buddies and I were up 800 miles north moose hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all alone out in the wilderness, and it started snowing a bit. But a feeling came over me that of thankfulness, and I wanted to express my thanks to God some way.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard the inner voice say, "Well, write a song,"
mm-hmm.
and I did. So I got paper out, a pen, it was getting wet, but I still wrote it, and he poured the words of the song into my mind, and I wrote them down, and it's been a successful song. People, everybody that's heard it tells me that they just love it, so what else can I say?
Exactly, and it's going to be your legacy, I think, in many ways, Ross.
I hope so.
And I must ask you, how would you like to be remembered when the time comes to meet your Savior?
How would I like to be remembered?
Yes.
When?
When you meet your Savior.
Well, for the I hope I've did enough to please him.
Mm-hmm.
He sure has pleased me.
Yes.
All my lifetime, and I just I don't know. I'm going to have to meet him first.
Exactly. I know. Well, I want to thank you for being on the Jamboree.
Okay, I appreciate that, and thank you very
yes.
much, John. And God bless.
God bless you too.
Listening, and you.
And
thank
God
you.
Bless you. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or suggestion or a request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch. By snail mail, just send your letters care of Woodlock Ranch Studios and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca. And we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. And as we send us out of the second hour and into the third and final hour of today's program, I'd like to play a collection of great sacred songs, as we have been throughout the program. First of all, we're going to hear from the man we always will remember as the voice with a heart, Mac Wiseman, in an all-time classic titled Little White Church. Then we'll hear from Jim Ed, Maxine, and Bonnie Brown, and their all-time classic version of The Old Country Church. We'll then follow with Wilma Lee Cooper, and Walking and A-Talking for the Lord, and we will send us into the third and final hour with none other than Ross Clout again today, and Precious Jesus, Hold My Hand. I do hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the hour, and I hope y'all stick around for some more great classic country, and bluegrass, and gospel. Welcome in, friends. Happy listening.
Would gather there. They would all kneel down by the altar as they lifted up their voice in prayer. Oh, the church in the valley, little white church, is the place that I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely, for that little white church in the dead. Songs brought of ages, oh Christ, let me hide myself in thee. And I know some of them are now waiting just o'er the dark and stormy sea. I know their troubles all are ended, happy forever they shall be. They are waiting, watching up yonder for the coming home of you and me. Oh, the church in the valley, little white church, is the place that I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely, for that little white church in the dead.
Are you walking and talking for the Lord?
Would you lend a help?
Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Would you stop and try to say on your journey to the grave?
Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Are you walking?
Are you walking?
Are you talking?
Are you talking?
Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Are you traveling in His light every day and every night? Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Would the world hear your reply?
Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Would you shout His holy name or bow your head in shame?
Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Are you walking?
Are you walking?
Are you talking?
Are you talking?
Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Are you traveling in His light every day and every night? Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Safety through the sinking sand is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day. Help me do the best I can, for I need Thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend
Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock, right here on CFRC 101.9.
You stayed away too long. I'm through with you. Too bad you're blue. Keep moving along.
Now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we are back here, and it's once again time to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located on the St. Lawrence Seaway of Cornwall, Ontario, Canada. We can also be heard via our historic home on CFRC 119 FM in downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. And yes, we can also be heard via our home on the internet at www.osherox.com and also YouTube channel at Wayback with Johnny Woodlock. With all that shared, I would like to welcome you all back into the third and final hour here this morning. And remember an all-time classic legend of country music who would have celebrated his 95th birthday today.